Just heard about Proposition 105 and Proposition 206, for that matter. Election headlines in Arizona last year were not all about who won and who lost particular races. They included long lines and mistakes on publicity pamphlets, among others. Now a state representative has introduced a host of bills aimed at fixing some of those problems. Ken Clark, a Democrat representing Phoenix, joins me to talk about them. Representative Clark, good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Let me start by asking about this Prop 105 issue. Do you get the sense that your colleagues would potentially ask voters to do away with that?
I could see some of them do it. I think they'll hear from their constituents that they will not want them to put that on the ballot. I think people appreciate Prop 105.
On to your bills. There are five of them. Are these basically a result of what we saw last year?
Oh, I think the polls I have seen, conversations I've had since last year, it's very clear that there is a low level of trust in our electoral system in Arizona, and people want us to do something about it. They're looking to the legislature to take some steps.
One of the bills would set up automatic voter registration when you get your driver's license at MVD. What problem does that aim to fix?
That is an efficiency issue. It's a cost issue. It helps military personnel who are moving in and out of the state. Right now, if you have a paper registration, it costs about a dollar, from what I understand, to process that. We're in the pennies if you do it when you go and get your motor vehicle, you know, license or ID. Right. And then the nice thing as well is when you do that, you are automatically checked against the Social Security Administration to confirm that you have the right to vote. So my effort in bringing this forward is to find some common ground. Folks, I think it's inaccurate to say that there's voter fraud, registration fraud, but people are concerned about it. Okay, well, this is a great approach. If you are concerned about that, we can automatically check at the time someone is getting their driver's license, when we register them to vote automatically, that they have the right to vote.
In your mind, is this an example of trying to use technologies just to do things better?
Oh, absolutely. This is a incremental change that will have a huge impact. We have it in Republican and Democratic states, West Virginia, Alaska, Washington, Oregon, California. They've seen greater registration there, and they've saved money.
Another one of your bills would keep early voting centers open a little bit later. We saw tremendous lines on the night of the presidential preference election. It seems like they were not such a big deal in elections later on in the year. Do you think that by keeping these centers open later, are you hoping that to reduce lines? Are you hoping to get more people in to vote? Something else?
Right. And understand the early voting centers are not the night of the election. Okay. So more and more people want to vote by mail. But at the same time, they're decreasing their trust in the system. They want to carry their ballot either to the post office or to an early voting place. Well, they close at 5. How good is that for anybody? Let's keep them open until 7.
And speaking of people bringing ballots, you have a bill, House Bill 2349, allow voters to designate someone to carry their ballot to a place. This seems like a direct response to the so-called ballot harvesting bill from a couple years ago.
Right. And I think it's a common sense response. And I reject the term ballot harvesting because I'm not a farmer. I didn't like figure out who I'm planting where. And I think the common sense approach here is, look, if somebody in rural Arizona needs to drive 50 miles to go to the post office, they can't always do it themselves. The elderly are affected by that bill last year. And I believe that it is in court, and I believe it will probably be thrown out. Well, the common sense approach is allow someone to designate a person to carry their ballot for them either to the early polling place or to the post office. And then you have a chain of custody that you can track.
You also want to open up the presidential preference election to independents who right now cannot vote in that election.
That's right. And if you talk about disenfranchising a third of the voters out there, you cannot run a democracy where a third of the people feel disenfranchised. Furthermore, it's confusing because an independent, registered independent can vote all in almost every other election in the primary. They get to choose a ballot. That's great for them. Except this one over here. So we get people all the time saying, wait, I can vote here, but I can't vote over there. And then they just don't vote.
Quickly, before I let you go, I have to ask you a politics question. You are a Democrat in a Republican-controlled legislature.
Yes.
What is your level of optimism that some or all of these will actually not necessarily even become law, but even get a committee hearing?
Well, I've had great conversations with Republicans. And in fact, I don't have co-sponsors on these. And that's more of a function of just timing. We've got to get these bills in by a certain time. But I've had Republicans say, yeah, if I see it, I like it, I'll probably vote for it. And we are encouraging the chairs of the committees to hear them.
State Representative Ken Clark, thanks a lot.
Thank you.